Welcome to Smoking and Joking with your host, the most fly, Corbin Spell with a Y. Now, hi, y'all. I know y'all been waiting when you're going to see episode 10. But we here. It's right now. Right now, we smoking on some Mike Tyson's bud, actually. The homie K-Sean. Did some real shit and broke off some of his ounce he got. Ain't even asked for no bread, no nothing. Left like fucking. So the first day he came and got that shit, came over full ounce. We probably smoked, you know, a quarter. Chilling, rolling fat J. We probably smoked like close to a half. But Kayshawn's dad like grows bud and a super like marijuana enthusiast, right? So Kayshawn took it home, and this Mike Tyson bud's a sativa, and his dad was just giving him shit about it being a sativa because he's like an OG indica only. And the crazy thing is, honestly, there really ain't a fucking sativa or indica. You know how people base it off of is how you feel, and that's objective, you know? There is no, you can trace back each strain and there's never any pure sativa or any pure indica to build these hybrids off of. Like all weed is hybrids. I used to hate whenever I was selling bud and stuff and people would be like, is it an indica? You got any sativa? Motherfucker, I got gas. You know what I'm saying? I got some KO, I got some gas, and I got some Gorilla Panic. Which one you want? It's 420 out here. Go ahead and blaze up. A lot been going on. Past 2 weeks, it's been busy. Past 3 weeks, I've been busy. Today's like the 16th. 17th, and I'm flying out to Mexico on the 19th, yeah. I'd never been out the country I've been to Mexico once, but it was on, like, some illegal shit, you know what I mean? Like, fucking jump that border and jump back, little kids type shit, but yeah, I ain't never been to no fucking Mexico or all-inclusive resort, so we finna be tea, buddy. As a motherfucker, and also another good, you know what, this week hasn't been bad, it's just a lot of dip on my chip, y'all know it. Sometimes you need a double chip, but I ain't double chipped this week. I've been waking up at 4 a.m. every day. I ain't been training, but still been going to the gym and running. All week I ain't trained. But, I mean, I'm just fucking exhausted. And I already got a bunch of shit to do. And I don't got 3 hours to waste training. Get out at 9, I'm supposed to be asleep at fucking 8:30. I'm getting up at fucking 4. You know what I'm saying? But like Wednesday. Tuesday. Let's start with Tuesday. So Monday. Holy shit. I just had 3 different days in a row. And I just said start with Tuesday. And I say Monday. Let's just start with Monday. Because, I mean, I don't really know what the fuck happened Monday. It was either Monday or Tuesday. But I got my spores for mushrooms, golden teachers, and B+ cubensis mushrooms. They came in, the syringes with the spores. Super gassed about it. All my other supplies, like my soil, like my cocoa and vermiculite, bulk substrate came in too, both of them. Mm-hmm. Need those. And whenever I ordered them, like a week and a half ago, my plan was They have to get here before Mexico. They have to. Because I need to inoculate my spawn bag, and that takes like a week, 2 weeks before you can even do anything with it. So it's like a sit and wait type deal. And y'all know me, I'm impatient, and so I wanted to inoculate it, get my spawn bag ready, go to Mexico to where I'm not even fucking with it for 4 days. I don't even know what's going on. I think it'd make, you know, the process go a little faster, smoother, but dude, I'm just hoping I did it right. Because something in me just feels like I didn't do it right. And you have to be like super sterile, so it doesn't get any contaminations. Like, you're supposed to wear gloves, supposed to be in a clean area, no wind or no airflow type shit. And I didn't have gloves. But I washed my hands. I even sprayed them with fucking alcohol, like 70% isopropyl. Hands got dry, but I mean, that kills fucking everything. So we'll see. I'm just hoping, you know. I inoculated 6 spawn bags. I need at least 4 properly done. At least. Even then, dude, that's just like... Oh, yeah. I won, like, Yeezys. Like, you have to, like, enter a draw to, like, be able to... Sneakerheads know what I'm talking about, but... I mean, I ain't even really a sneakerhead, but you have to participate in a drawing to where they can decide whether you get to buy the shoes or not. And I won these Yeezy 700s. They're new. Like, his newer type shoes, and they're like a copper brown going to, like, an autumn orange, and... They're goofy style. Don't get me wrong. They're weird. Especially when I ordered them or whenever I won. Like, I participated in the drawing and I didn't even like the shoes. But whenever I saw that I won, started looking at them a little more, you know, just fucked with them a little more. But in person, they're actually pretty cool. They're kind of pretty nice. Warm, they're tight, dude. Like, I don't even tie the laces, but I know I could spring on them off. I mean, you know, I could give them that 1-2 special with no slippage of the heel. I could get active, I could bust out in the sprint. I got my black Yeezys, those are just always gonna be classic. Life's easy when you get to wear Yeezys, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to live by that mindset. I've never really been into like designer type shoes, but. These are like the only designer athletic shoes, you know what I mean? I don't know. I've kind of been fucking with Yeezys recently. But you know what? I ain't gonna pay no fucking $500, $600 for none. Resale shit. So if I win them, I win them. You know, I'll pay the $200, the $250 that the retail is. Y'all got me fucked up. Same with, like, cool gray 11s came out. I don't even fuck with Jordans like that. But I was going to resell them bitches if I got them. I already wore them a couple times. But that, it ain't really my style no more. They resell them bitches for a rack some places. Crazy. Some sizes and shit, too. Like, nah, fam. I'll pay retail, though. I feel like there's something else. I feel like I basically talked about everything. Mexico's gonna be cool. But I'm hoping. Shawty's flying in. Like the day before or something. But after we fly out to Cancun. At like a weird time. One time we had to change our flights, but one time it was like 1 a.m. and I think this time it's like 10 p.m. It don't matter either way. I'm gonna be wearing my shades. Y'all know it. It don't matter where the sun at. It don't matter where the sun at. and I'm hoping I come back to some fucking inoculated, colonized ass spawn bags. So I can start getting trippy. So I can meet the devil. See what he got going on. God, I've been working so goddamn much too. I'm just fucking burnt, buddy. Be doing 2-a-days, son, and still getting up at fucking 4 a.m. Finish the morning shift. Hit the gym. Whenever I think about it, I really only get like 3 hours of chill time a day. But for me, and I don't mind the dangerous place if I get to sit more than 24 to 48 hours. There might be a homicide coming, you know? That's how squirrely, squirrely shit things are right there. See, how can you speak? That didn't probably make no goddamn sense. Oh, yeah, about fucking crushed this nigga today. About mauled him. He was like 60 years old. I would have mauled him. Depending on like his next choice of words, you know. It was cabinet niggas. Whenever there's cabinet niggas, I can't work. You know what I mean? We're not allowed to work. But it's this whole thing, but my joints out. I'm getting pissed now. So it's like I'm just gonna talk about the altercation. Basically, I'm halfway through my job. This fucking fuckhead dumb bitch comes in. I turn off my machine. I'm like, what's up? How much longer are you gonna take? I'm like, looking around. I'm like, I'm about halfway done, nigga. Like, you rushing me or like 30 minutes? And then he goes, I'm here to install cabinets. I'm like, okay. I'll be done by the time, you know, you get your shit all set up. Storms out. My day! So get the fuck out of here. Comes in, start taking pictures. Ooh, boy. Ooh. Came in, took a picture of me. Ooh. I hope I see him again. Because I'm going to say, you lucky I'm cooled down. But that day, you lucky I didn't beat the shit into your diaper, you know what I mean? Trying to fucking kick me out when I'm about halfway. You can't wait 30 minutes, bitch. You can't set up your cabinets, start bringing in the cabinets from the garage. Whew. But I did hold my tongue a lot. I said one thing, get the fuck out of here. Ooh. Ooh. And that house is due tomorrow, so like, if I fucking would have had to leave and come back, Papa would have been. I would have fucking destroyed all those cabinets. Those cabinets wouldn't have doors. I would rip those cabinets out and then go tell some homeless people you can resell these and probably get about 5 bands for these fucking cabinets. But yeah, you know, some up and downs this week. It's about over. I only got one more house. I get to sleep in instead of waking up at 4 a.m. I get to wake up at, at 5. But we on the downhill, y'all. But yeah, life's not linear. This week isn't linear. It's like the mountains. You know what I mean? That's why I like living out here. It's a constant reminder. Looking at the mountains, those ain't linear. It goes up, down, a little bit higher, down a little further. And it's a good philosophy. I mean, I don't even know if it's a fucking philosophy, but it's a good mindset to live off of. I know most of y'all that listen are in Kansas and when you look out into the horizon, all you see is fucking nothing. Nothing, flatness. And fucking clouds and shit. Alright, my joint's out. Alright, y'all be good. I'll probably do a little drunk podcast in Mexico. But yeah, y'all be good. Peace.